Thank you and good afternoon. Wednesday night, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at a residence in the 1500 block of West Avenue. Seven people were found and detained inside of the residence during the search, and detectives found over 450 grams of methamphetamine, 40 grams of heroin, 30 grams of cocaine, as well as over 4.5 pounds of marijuana. Deanna McDonald, Frank Wilden, Joshua Rowe, Thomas Smith, Donald River, as well as Ronald Spears were all booked into county jail on various drug charges as well as trafficking. The sheriff's office booked two people from Southern Humboldt's most wanted list into county jail Wednesday afternoon. Deputies arrested 48-year-old Shannon Bullock after a caller reported seeing her standing outside of a business on Redwood Drive in Garberville. 41-year-old Matthew Kilduff, who was also on the most wanted list, was with Bullock when deputies arrived on scene. Kilduff would flee the scene on foot, but he would be located and taken into custody following an immediate search. Kilduff and Bullock were booked into county jail on various drug charges, as well as for outstanding warrants. This marks the ninth fugitive that has been taken into custody since the sheriff's office released the most wanted list. 56-year-old John Eccles and 30-year-old Tabitha McDonald were booked into county jail following a search of an illegal campsite on the Greenbelt and a storage unit connected with the pair earlier this week. Eureka officers responded to the campsite while detectives searched the storage unit, and the search turned up 3 pounds of processed marijuana, heroin paraphernalia, and stolen property. The list of stolen property recovered included an electric guitar, a bicycle, and a rototiller that belonged to the Bayshore Mall. Eccles and McDonald were booked on various drug charges, as well as possession of stolen property, and the illegal campsite will be dismantled. The deadline for property taxes is approaching. Dan Squire has more.
A reminder to property owners that the first installment of property taxes are now due and must be paid no later than Thursday, December 10th, and you must ensure your payment is postmarked by December 10th to avoid late fees if you mail in that payment. Online payments can be made by visiting the tax collector's page at the county website, and credit card payments are accepted over the phone. Property owners with questions about their payments are urged to contact the tax collector's office as soon as possible.
Thank you, Dan. The National Weather Service office in Eureka has issued a hazardous weather outlook for this evening. Wind gusts and rain showers have been prevalent since Wednesday night, and showers will continue into this evening, creating wet roadway conditions. Drivers are urged to use caution and to drive at slower speeds. The Board of Supervisors will hold a meeting on December 8th to discuss the next steps of action in finding a new director for Health and Human Services after Kristen Brinks declined the offer extended by the board on Wednesday. Brinks was set to become the new director in January, but in a letter sent to the supervisors, she cited her personal support network in Sacramento and satisfaction with her current job in El Dorado County as factors in her decision. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Planning Commission will discuss and receive public input on revised amendments related to the medical marijuana land use ordinance at their meeting later this evening. County supervisors hope to approve the ordinance by the deadline of March 1st of 2016, and Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said on Talk Shop earlier this week that he believes a lot of jobs can be created as a result of the land use ordinance.
You know, the cannabis business climate is going to be going full blast. You know, we've done a reverse calendar back for the land use part for cannabis, and then we, Supervisor Fennell and I on the committee, just brought forward last week, you know, all the other business licenses that the state's going to require. And so there's going to be, I think there's going to be a lot of jobs that are created out of this.
Sundberg went on to say that he has already seen some cases of jobs being created, and well-paying jobs at that.
I just went to Arcata and met some folks the other day that I know, and they've spent over, I think, $1 million so far redoing the old Wayne Bear office and looking at doing processing and manufacturing and all that. And I mean, there's quite a few jobs that come around with that, and they're all good jobs too, you know, $20 an hour jobs.
The Planning Commission held 6 special meetings in November to discuss public input and revisions to policies in the medical marijuana land use ordinance. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.